Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. This is Marianne and I'm glad that you could tune in today. So today I'd like to talk about authenticity or the journey through authenticity, the journey to authenticity. Without looking up at the dictionary meaning of the word authenticity, I'd define it as journey of being raw. Authentic is real. It is raw. It is real. It is devoid of any... What's the word that I want to use there? It's devoid of any impurity. That's what authenticity is all about. Devoid of any impurity, devoid of any add-on which might interfere with, you know, the core characteristic or the core ingredients of something. So when we say that something is authentic, we also want to say that that thing is legit, totally legit. That's what you're trying to say. And I do remember I desired to get into this space of authenticity some few years back. And I remember getting to a point where I felt so tired of my status quo, and I felt so tired of the norm, what I was taking to be the norm, what I was interpreting to be my Christian or my walk of faith. And I remember one day sharing with someone and saying, I am so tired of this. I am so tired of appearing okay. I'm so tired of looking as though everything is fine. I'm so tired of playing church, quote unquote, playing church. And I desire, what I said is, I desire to experience the God of the Bible. I desire that authentic walk with God. I yearn for it. I want that more than anything else. You see, I said that, and I didn't know. I didn't know that God in heaven actually does listen to these prayers that we make. But it was at a point in my life where I was ready for whatever it took for me to get on the path of authenticity. Because you see, I felt as though my journey and my walk with the Lord had become somewhat dampened by Christianese, so to speak. Because you see, you can be in church for quite a period of time that you learn how to speak the perfect Christianese. Yes, by Christianese, I mean, you know, you're good at this. You beat up someone and you're like, hey, I'm blessed. I'm good. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. You become perfect at Christianese. You become perfect at appearing pious and playing the part, because you ought to play the part, so you already know how to play the part. You know, you walk in and you know what you're expected to do and you deliver. But I got to a point where it felt like, no, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want. At that point, I was so exhausted. I was willing to go to any church, even if it was in the middle of a village. Why? Because I wanted authentic worship. Not the creole. Oh my gosh, I'm laughing because I wanted to say choreographed worship, and I know it sounds really bad when it's said out like that, but you know the truth is, sometimes everything we have in church is so choreographed, like it's perfect, it's been practiced, it's everything is flowing right to the T, everything is flowing perfectly. And sometimes we get so used to this whole thing of doing things what we think is right, perfecting worship, perfecting a service, perfecting things around, perfecting ourselves to fit into what we think is a model that we're supposed to fit in, that we forget the role of the Holy Ghost. We do not bring Him in any of the things that we are doing. The Holy Spirit becomes like he's our add-on to the service we are having or to the life we are living. We only refer to Him or acknowledge Him or involve Him when it suits us, when it's, yeah, when it's okay, when it will benefit us. You'll talk about the Holy Ghost when, you know, speaking about Him will cause other people or will give you some sort of leverage. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us find ourselves there. And in building up to what I was speaking about in the previous podcast about why some left the church, it's not every person that left because they were abused. There are those who left the church because they grew to a point where they felt, okay, so now what else? I've experienced anything and everything. What else? I know how to do this. I know I get to church. I know my position. I know how to sing. I know how to close my eyes, raise my hands and worship. I know how to take my position of worship. It's usually perfect for the cameras, you know. And these people got to a point where they felt like, no, I can't do this anymore. It doesn't feel real. And there are those who walked because of that. And I got to a point in my life where I felt like I was ready to give up everything for an authentic walk with God. I kept saying, I want an experience with the God of the Bible. I want an experience with the God of the Bible. I kept saying that, you know. And the amazing thing is, life has a unique way, you know. I don't think it's life. I know it's God. It's God who orchestrated things to work out how they worked out. But my life took a different tandem. I could never, ever, ever in my entire life, in my existence, ever have written or scripted my life to go the way it did. I don't think anybody has that capacity. My life took a different turn. And everything that I knew, everything that I was aware of, it all, let me say, everything that could be shaken was shaken. You know, the Bible talks about that, you know, that God, when God's speaking and saying that anything and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And so I personally got to that point where everything that could be shaken was shaken. And it's only that which cannot be shaken that remains. That was an important journey for me. I didn't realize it then. It was not something that I appreciated at that time. Because you see, we make prayers, but then we are never usually ready for the answer to the prayer. Because sometimes God will answer and we run to the hills and we begin to say, no, not like that. Not like that, Lord. Why? Because, honestly, it's not an easy process. And I want to read a scripture for you because you see, like we say, over here, we want to quote the Word of God. We talk everything because it all has a basis from the Bible. So if you have your Bible, or if you have a notebook, or if you can memorize Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27, and I'll read from the King James Version. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Can I read that to you from which one? Message translation? Let's see what the Message Bible says. The phrase, one last shaking, means a thorough house cleaning, getting rid of all historical and religious junk so that the unshakable essentials stand clear and uncluttered. That is so nice. I totally love this. The phrase, one last shaking, means a thorough house cleaning, getting rid of all historical and religious junk so that the unshakable essentials stand clear and uncluttered. Can you imagine that? Now, I have a favorite translation, the last one, I promise you. Let's read the same Hebrews 12:27 from the Passion Translation. I love the Passion Translation. It has become a new favorite. Thank you, my friend, for introducing me to the Passion Translation. My brother, shout out to you. So Hebrews chapter 12, and oh my God, this is just amazing. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27, it says, now this phrase, once and for all, clearly indicates the final removal of things that are shaking, that is the old order, so only what is unshakable will remain. Okay, now this phrase, once and for all, clearly indicates the final removal of things that are shaking, that is the old order, so that what is unshakable will remain. And you know, the beauty about the shake-up or the shaking of the old order, of the religious stuff, of the historical stuff that we've carried on, is that it gives the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to begin to build something new into our lives. Because you see, when we get to that point in our lives where we feel like, this is it, I'm exhausted, I am tired, I cannot do this anymore, it cannot be church as usual for me, I am tired of the norm, I am tired of the usual, I want the unusual. The God that I read about in the Bible, the God that parts the Red Sea, the God that provides manna, the God that causes the sun to stop when Joshua prays and says, sun, stop, you know, and God honors that. That God, I want to have an experience with that God, you know, the God that causes a bush to burn, but it's not consumed. That God. That God that was revealed to us through Jesus Christ, when he came, he was God in bodily form, the Son of God. And he is the one. Can you imagine? He walked on the sea. When Jesus comes, he does not part any sea. He walks on the sea from glory to glory. The disciples saw and experienced. They had an experience with the God that multiplied the fish and the bread and fed 5,000 men. That was excluding women and children. I mean, the God that walked around, stopped funeral processions and raised the dead. The God that became flesh and dwelt among us. The God that opened the blind eyes, caused the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Why are we not experiencing that God? What has happened to that? Because we know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So what has changed? Why are we not experiencing the overflow of the presence of this God? Paul walked in this presence. Paul talked about the man, referring to himself, who had been taken up to that heaven and saw things that are not lawful for man to utter. Meaning that it's things that we cannot be able to comprehend, to understand with our logical minds. Paul, the man who, you know, raised the guy, gave the example of in the previous podcast, Eutychus, because there's no way he was going to let Eutychus mess up with his service. Look at people like Peter, who walked in such glory that their shadow healed the sick. The shadow, not him, the shadow of Peter healed the sick. So why are we not experiencing that same glory in the church in this generation? Because listen, we've gotten to a point where authenticity has been taken and relegated to the very back. And right now, a lot of people are comfortable with shows. Unfortunately, in some, not all, in some churches, it's a Sunday morning show. The you know, it's like The worship team is a whole bunch of musicians who are out to show us their vocal skills. The preaching becomes then a show of might and eloquence and charisma. Services that are devoid of the Holy Spirit. How did we get there? When did the rain start beating on us? Because you see, when the power leaves the church, the people will leave the church and start going out there to look for the power out there. And I was saying this to say, when the shakeup happened in my life, I didn't know that was the beginning of my journey towards authenticity. Because everything that I had carried, I didn't even realize I had so much junk in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind. You know, I had so much religious. You know, you could be charismatic, but religious. You know, many times when you talk about religion, you're thinking of a person that's, you know, in a certain kind of institution or church who does things in a certain way, and we think that's religion. But we forget, religion is when we take the Holy Spirit out of the church. The minute you take the Holy Ghost out of the service, then that's a religious meeting you're having. Because the Spirit gives life. That's what we read in the Bible. The Spirit gives life. And if He is not in a meeting, then what are you having? What are you having over there? It cannot be called a meeting because He's not there. He's not present. He's not invited. And my journey involved so much breaking. And the breaking was so that everything that could be shaken would get shaken. And it all got shaken. And I can tell you this for free. It was shaken so much that all that was left was me and my faith in God. And then I began to learn that that is actually enough. That's actually exactly what I need. My faith in God. That's exactly what I need. Because when I'm with God, then He can begin to teach me, and He can begin to show me, and He can begin to lead me in His ways. The old foundations were broken, and there was a reset and a laying on of a new foundation. And it has to be a foundation that's based on Christ. It has to be a foundation that has the Holy Ghost. Because you see, we are living stones. That's what the Bible says, living stones. So any foundation that's built, it's built on the foundation of the Word. And there's a Spirit. And through the years, the last few years of my life, I have come to honestly experience God in a dimension that I didn't know existed. And the prayer that I had before to experience the God of the Bible, I have gotten to a point where I can say, honestly, I'm not saying I'm there yet, but I'm on a journey. And on this journey, I have experienced God. I can say, oh, wow, he's real. You know, He's real. Because see, what He did is, after breaking the foundations and resetting the foundations, He set me on a path and He began to show me and guide me. This is where you ought to be. This is the people you ought to be with. Bringing people into my life that I didn't even think would ever be in my life. Putting me in a space where I grow and I thrive in the things of God. That is such a blessing, you know? That is such a blessing. And so the thing here is, the message today is, have you gotten to a point where it feels like it's such a routine? Have you gotten to a point where you're wondering, what is this salvation all about? I mean, you have no joy in your salvation. There is no... You don't have the oomph. You do not have the life inside of you. Everything to you seems as though it's also choreographed, and it's also, let me use this word, it's a routine. It's a routine, like you're just doing what should be done, you know. You're just living through the motions. I just want to tell you, I just want to inform you, I just want to announce to you, that's no way to live. That's no way to live. There's a better life. there's a better way for you to live. And it begins with you acknowledging the fact that you have been playing the role of God in your life, and you've been walking without the infusion of the Holy Ghost in all affairs of your life. It begins with you acknowledging that. Then getting to a point where you allow God to take you on the path. Let Him break, let Him shake anything and everything that can be shaken. Hebrews 12:27, let Him break, let Him shake it. Even if it means that all that will be left after everything is shaken is you and Him, that's fine. Because you and Him are already a winning team. You and Him are already conquerors. Remember, I can do. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But that's not the verse I'm looking for. I was looking for the one in Daniel, that those that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Don't you desire to know God? You see, that knowing is actually an awareness. When you become aware of who you are in God, when you become aware of your identity in God, when you take your position in God, then guess what happens? You begin to do exploits. The exploits happen because you are now standing in your rightful position. And our true position is sons. Sonship. That's the true position. And I know one in the future we will talk about sonship and identity. But for now, I'm challenging and I'm calling upon you to find your way back to Him. The things that have clouded you, allow Him to unclog you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lift the veil from off your eyes. Remember, even in the Old Testament, Moses had to put a veil on his face because they couldn't stand the glory. And Paul says that even today, as long as when the law is read, there's a veil that's put upon the eyes of the people. But you see, we know that where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. So are you experiencing liberty? Are you experiencing joy in your life? Authenticity, yes. Authenticity will demand all of you. It will demand you. Oh my God, I laugh because it's been such a journey for me. But let me just say this. Authenticity will demand everything from you. It will demand. And it will demand that you die. It will demand death. That's what authenticity demands. Being authentic means that you're dead. You're dead to self. Like in Romans 12. Is it, you could read from verse 1 to 3 there, about the renewal of the mind. Then talks about, yes, laying yourself as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. You know, you could actually say, this is only one point you could actually say you're the living dead. You know, forget the movie. This is a real deal. This is the real living dead. And like Paul, you say, yet I live. I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. That is the real thing. That's a real deal. That is what it means to be authentic. Where you honestly look at yourself and you know that yes, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. You have to give up. You have to give up your will for His will. You have to give up your way for His ways. You have to give up even your dreams for His dreams. It's a journey. And I invite you to walk on this journey. I invite you to get on the path and on the journey towards authenticity. I promise you, this is the most fulfilling life you'll ever experience on earth. And it's not to say that God takes away everything from you so that you can suffer and be in shame. No. But God prepares us for everything that He's called us into. That's a thing. That's a beauty. We are prepared for everything that He's called us into. The greatness, the, you know, the notoriety, the blessing, everything. We are prepared for that. So, you know what? I'd like to go, but I'd like to leave you with this. Think about it. Think about your life. Think about your journey. The things that make you feel as though, is this it? Is this everything that I've desired? Think about it. And make the choice to live authentically. You cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. Invite Him and ask Him. Ask Him to take you. Ask Him to lead you. Ask Him to show you. Allow Him to lead you. Wow. So that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Marianne. And again, may you keep soaring to the glory of God. Be great. Be awesome. Remember that I love you, but Jesus loves you even so much more. And see you at the top. God bless you. Until next time. Bye-bye.